All right, let's talk to our next guest. Of course, Eagles got a big game against the Bengals on Sunday. I mean, 5-2 and 4-3 are very different records. Very different records. And they've got a great opportunity this week, not only to win a game, but in many ways to grab the town that, you know, let's be real, has been pretty lukewarm on the Eagles so far, and I think rightfully so. Dick Vermeil's seen it pretty much all in pro football, and we'll get his opinion on the Eagles and the Bengals, and he, of course, is brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals, means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Let's learn from the Eagles' legendary coach, Dick Vermeil, right now. Coach Vermeil, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you, Dick, for joining us here. So, Eagles-Bengals, what are your thoughts off the top? It's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's a benchmark game of how good the Eagles are. What are your thoughts?
Well, Cincinnati is a team that seems like each year gets better each game they play. They start out a little slow. I expect them to play Cincinnati at their best game this year, looking back on comparing them with how they've played in the past. Cincinnati's a real fine offensive team. And, of course, Joe Burrow, you know what, he's number three quarterback in the NFL right now with a great quarterback efficiency rating. Their defense is not good, but it's a little better than it was last year. And I just kind of think if we go in and play like we're capable of playing, because our defense is so much better than they were last year. I've spent some time this week studying all the different variable stats, and they're a much better football team. And maybe one of the most improved defensive teams this year in the league. They're really they're doing a good job. And our offense is not up to par yet, but it's getting closer. Of course, when you play the Giants, all your offensive stats gets distorted a little bit. But, you know, my computer says they're going to win by three, okay? Will it be easy? No, because they're meeting the best passer they've defended all year. And it'll be tough, but I still believe that the Eagles will go in there and beat them because of our improved overall efficiency on defense, especially in the third down conversion ratio compared to last year, the red zone success on defense compared to last year. We're so much better.
Coach, we were excited the last couple of weeks, 13 sacks and the young pass rushers were getting quarterbacks on the ground. Just the last couple of weeks, though, are the young pass rushers actually developing, or are the opponents over the last couple of weeks just less capable?
Probably a combination of both, but probably percentage-wise, it's based on the tackles, the offensive linemen they're rushing against haven't been as good. You know, but you know, when you start having a little more success, it generates more success in the future, even against better offensive linemen. Yeah, and because they learn, and pass rushers learn, and they study harder, and they want to keep getting after that quarterback. But you've got to be careful of putting too much emphasis on the success of pass rushers. You've always got to consider who's blocking them. Okay.
So the young DBs that we've got, we've gained some confidence in them. You know, Cooper DeJean back there at the nickel and Quinyon making plays already. How likely is it they can hold up against this level of wide receiver talent with Ja'Marr Chase? And like, they really have some talent. Are these young kids up to the challenge?
I think they'll play well. You know, they'll have to play a little better each game, and they will because they're gaining experience, and the speed of the game on every snap is so different than in college. But they're so much better. I mean, we're talking about a red zone defense last year that gave up 65% score. Now they're at 39%. You know, third down conversion last year at 46%. Now it's 32%. So the secondary is doing something right. Mm-hmm. First off, I'm sure they're well coached, and secondly, the talent's better. And the rush is maybe not quite as good as it has been, but it'll have to be the best effort from a pass rush standpoint because we all know even Burrow doesn't play well under pressure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Dick Vermeil with us here. You know, Coach, I want to get your perspective. I mentioned earlier you've seen pro football obviously go on, 60 years
almost
or so.
Too long.
A long time. long time. So the Eagles have something that is just an incredible advantage this year, and it's A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley in their primes. I mean, really in their primes. And, you know, I'm just thinking about it. I think there's few teams in NFL history that have had a better level of combination of greatness than these two. I think Rice and Craig probably better because Rice was the best. Falk and Bruce or Holt, you had them. Emmett Smith and Michael Irvin, I would say better. But very few have ever been better than these two in combo. Would you agree with that?
I agree with you. I'd say they're equivalent. Maybe not better, but they're equivalent to those other great receiving teams. You know, I had Holt and those guys with Isaac Bruce was already in the Hall of Fame, and Torrey will end up in there one day. But these guys are really good. But I'll tell you this. I was mad at halftime last week. Smith has minus 2 yards receiving. You know, so you're not very good as a wide receiver if they're not throwing you the ball. You got to get all your good receivers the ball.
So I'm getting increasingly concerned with Jalen. And candidly, I don't think he'll be the Eagles quarterback in 2 years. I think we've seen regression to average at best. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts at this point?
My opinion on him has not changed. I don't think he has any limitation. There's some things he can improve on, but it's all there. And he has proved it to us. At his age, you don't lose the ability to do what you've done well. Okay? You just don't. I think sometimes defenses get a little better at defensing him and force him to do things he doesn't do well. But I don't think he really has a limitation. I think it's scheme and overall coaching and everything is got to be what it has been in the past for him to be as good as he was.
Coach, how do our offensive coaches accelerate Jalen's clock to getting the ball out? It just feels like we're about to play Joe Burrow, a quarterback who, man, he gets the ball out quickly. Some of that is like he's just had a really horrendous offensive line over the years, so he's learned out of necessity almost. But he gets it out as quickly as possible, and it feels like Jalen is at the other end of that spectrum. How do the coaches work to get him to get it out quicker?
Get more into the quick passing game. Mm-hmm. Then if you're behind the center, like a three-step drop, the six-yard breaking points on pass routes. You get it to him quickly. Or the back out of the backfield on an option route. Boom, boom. It happens quickly. And I'm sure they do that with Burrow. And they do it with other quarterbacks that get ball quickly. But, you know, when you have two wide receivers and one where a tight end is healthy, those three receivers on the field at the same time, you tend to want to get them downfield maybe often, too often. So it takes them a little longer for the pass patterns to develop. But I'm sure within the scheme, they have a lot of offense that happens quicker and designed to happen quicker. And I think you'll see a little bit more of that. But I still don't. The only fault I see in Jalen myself as a fan just sitting watching the game is sometimes in the pocket, he doesn't go up into the pocket as much as he ought to and control the passing rhythm, you know, and then it takes too long because you can step up in the pocket and wham, let it go. So I think sometimes the definition of where he's going with the ball doesn't happen quite quick enough.
Dick, you had mentioned earlier a 3-point Eagles win. Was that your call or the computer? What's the breakdown between you and the computer this week?
It's the computer report. It's the computer report. You know, I never put points on games because they really vary. But I know this. The Eagles have so far this season run 7 more offensive plays per game than Cincinnati does. So, you know, we have a chance. We just have to execute better within the different phases of controlling the football, you know, staying on the field than they do. And I think we have a good chance of doing that.
Good stuff. Hey, Coach, one more thing, random topic. We touched a couple weeks ago when you were not on the show about how this is the 25th anniversary year of your Rams squad winning a Super Bowl. And we were wondering, do you get together in St. Louis? Do you get together in Los Angeles? Or do you not get together? What's the protocol for that?
Well, they're putting on a semi-reunion the day the Eagles play in L.A. this year. November 23rd?
Wow.
There's about 30 of us that are going to be there so far, right, from what I understand. Isaac Bruce held a function himself in St. Louis this year and had a number of them. And then St. Louis Missouri Athletic Club is putting on a function in February for us. So it's being celebrated, you know, but geez, that was a long time ago, 25 years.
I still remember that offense, Coach. That was an all-timer, holy mackerel, amazing.
You guys are football guys, okay? Let me tell you this. That offense was great. But we scored 11 touchdowns with the offense on the bench, who get credit for all those points.
Okay? Wow.
Remember? Huh.
Well, the reason they were on the bench, you're up by 77 points, so you pulled them out and said, number twos, you guys get in there.
not really. But anyway, it'll be fun to see everybody.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the game, and we look forward to talking to you next week. And let me remind everyone listening right now, great news, if you live in PA or New Jersey, you can right now, and as we approach the holiday season, get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home, you know, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for entertaining guests, or just sitting there with yourself or your family. Vermeil Wines, the best. Get Vermeil Wines and visit VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, you too.
Coach.
Dick Vermeil, 215-592-9494. I'm glad to hear that there's stuff going on in St. Louis, because that wouldn't be fair to those people.
Yeah.
And look, you guys know I'm not a pro St. Louis person because of the freaking Cardinals thing, all right? Baseball, what was Seltzer? Baseball heaven? Is that what Scott Rowland called it?
Yeah, BS.
By the way, you see their ratings went down. What was the number? It was like in the 40 percentile this year. Their ratings went down because their team stinks in baseball.
What a shock.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, baseball heaven, my arse. But they did have an incredible team. And frankly, the people in St. Louis deserve a celebration a lot more than the people in Los Angeles. I mean, come on.